This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about day.
Welcome to Good Days, American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer, dairyman, broadcaster, been around cows all my life. If you were listening to the earlier program, the DJV program, a portion also of a Good Day Enterprise, we were talking about a bull farm in northwest Ohio in Tiffin that is producing and continues to produce sperm for cows, and I worked there as a kid going to school. I've been around cows, and it was very interesting to get the tone of my cohorts and colleagues as to what went on there and how it went on. And what I find, the reason I'm bringing it up is because I shouldn't be, but I am amazed sometimes at how naive people are, the average consumer in America, how naive they are about what goes on, the realities of the farm, the realities of living on the farm, the realities of just making a living, growing things. That's what we do on the farm. We grow things, and you consume them, and therefore your life is better having more of us around. That's not necessarily the way the government sees it, or the people at Monsanto or Dow or the big agribusiness companies like ADM and Cargill, but that's how I see it. And that's why this program exists. The reality in my life has been built around exposure to animals and being on the farm and growing things all my life. It's been a very important motivator, and that's kind of what got me going on this program. So our mission here is to be a voice of advocacy. The program is about what goes on the family farm. It goes also along with people who have agribusinesses, small agribusinesses. We're interested in their stories as well, and the locavores who are consuming the product. So any or all of you, and then there are many other people listening because they're just really kind of cool. They're interested in what we do on the farm and how it affects them. So many people bring their children into the grocery store, and they see a carton of milk, for example, and they say, oh, milk comes from the store. No, milk doesn't come from the store at all. But then neither does anything else come from the store. You may get it in the food store. That's not where it comes from. But yet there's so many people who just don't know, and we do such a terrible job in our public education system of teaching youngsters about food, about growing things in general. Their curiosity ought to be piqued, it seems to me. What a great time to introduce youngsters to the realities of life. But then there are these, you know, I remember learning biology when I was in high school. It didn't necessarily have to do with health and your well-being, but I'm an advocate of teaching youngsters from when they're in elementary school about their bodies, about what they need to eat. That's all those health classes that are originally designed to do that, which were stopped by many dunderheads who are school committee people because they didn't want to teach children about their sexuality or how to do it, which is probably the most ignorant thing that you could hear. But there are people who believe that's what health ed courses are all about, learning about your body and learning about how to do it. So that's why we don't have a lot of that around. So it's left to the farmer to educate young people or the population in general as to how things are grown, whether it be strawberries or whether it be cows. So with that backdrop, I introduce you to Terry Jones, who began growing strawberries as a pick-your-own crop during college at his father's farm in Shelton, Connecticut. So now he is in charge of the Jones Family Farms in Connecticut, and he joins us here on the American Family Farmer. Terry Jones, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning to all those who are listening, and it's an honor to be part of this great program.
Did you get a kick out of my descriptions?
Well, I did, and I have just a couple quick comments. 6 years now, our Governor Dan Malloy and the legislature wanted a farmer on the State Board of Education. So I'm the guy.
Good for you.
It's been transformative to work with some of the most wonderful colleagues in education you could imagine. But we're helping to turn that tide and get more farm-related and our school garden programs and so on. So I couldn't agree more with you. We're working on it here in Connecticut, and I'm sure others are across America as well. But
yeah,
there's a lot to be done.
I think what went on in my mind as I was going through that, some of my own experiences for sure. I have a dairy farm, and I sold raw milk and cheeses and stuff at it for a number of years. I sort of stopped a couple of years ago because of various economic pressures, but I'm going to try to get back into it to a certain extent in the next year or so. But what I found most fulfilling about this, Terry, was the young people. I was using the farm as a teaching tool to teach kids how not to be afraid of things that are big. Don't be afraid of the cow just because she's big. And we had the corridors in the barn were filled with all kinds of pictures and stories of cows and the whole gestation period conversation, how a cow has a calf and things like that. The kids knew nothing about. And then we'd bring them into the barn when the cows were being milked, and they'd walk up to the cow and they'd scream. And the people who work for me have been taught to raise the animals as if they were a pet. So the cows are like dogs, and they're very friendly, and they're very curious beings anyway, as you know. So when the children come into the barn and they see these animals and they're big and they look at their mother and say, "Oh, Mom, that cow's going to hurt me." And somebody in the barn would say, no, come on over here and touch them. And we'd have things that they could feed them. And then every once in a while, you bring a child behind the cow and squirt them from a teat.
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it. But there's not a lot of that going on because the farms have gotten so big that you couldn't possibly do that. And so I take my hat off to what you're doing there in Shelton, Connecticut, which isn't that far from me. I'm up in Framingham.
My mother and my grandmother were Boston ladies, so.
Well, you're in a beautiful.
Let me
part
say
of
one that. Thing. I understand you've been working with Jersey.
I'm Jersey. Yes, I had. Yep.
And I will tell all who are listening: there is no creature on this earth that is more beautiful than a young Jersey calf.
Yep. They're a marvelous creature.
Bar none. I'm a product of the University of New Hampshire.
Yep.
And the Jersey herd up there, the organic dairy herd, as far as I know, they're still Jerseys, and they are just gorgeous little creatures.
Well, I think they had some down in the Yukon as well. I know some kids that have gone down there. As a matter of fact, I was going to get some heifers from that facility at one point in time. I don't know what they're still doing down there. But
I think they are. I mean, I don't want to single out University of New Hampshire.
No.
I mean, UConn's doing a terrific job.
Well, all that stuff needs to be taught. The thing about the different breeds and the quality of the milk that comes from the cows, this is all inside stuff for us. We're here to help people who have problems, and your farm has continued to grow and prosper. We're going to talk about you and your brother working through it, and your wife and all the people that are involved and what you do there to give people some inspiration. So Terry Jones, happy to have him here from the Jones Family Farms as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious room machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, to turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake of money.
It's a Luke Bryan song. Here's to the farmer from his farm tour that he's doing at the moment. I would like to see him. It's sort of not a counter to Farm Aid, but something in addition to it. Having a conversation with Farmer Jones, in fact, Terry Jones and his sister, who all is involved in your enterprise there, the Jones Family Farms in Connecticut?
It's multi-generational, starting off my dad was until he passed a year ago at age 97.
God love him.
So I'm at the helm in partnership with my son and his wife and my wife, so we call it the Family Four. I think family farming is almost always multi-generational, and I think that's part of the almost the spirituality of
the
it.
The charm of it all, yes.
The charm, and we have, but we started in the 1850s. My great-great-grandfather came over from Ireland, and he put this farm together. We've added to it since. And then his son got into the dairy business, and I actually grew up milking cows, so we have something in common, Stephen. Mm-hmm. But my father was in love with trees, and as a 4-H club project in the 1930s, he had a forestry theme, planting trees, and in 1947, some of the neighbors said, we'd like to cut some of those for Christmas trees.
So let's hold that thought. Hold on to that thought. We'll continue with this conversation. Terry Jones here with Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
He looked his daddy in the eye, and he's got that stubborn pride.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they
all in the family. Family Farms, the Jones Family Farms are the focus. Terry Jones, who is in charge, but plenty of other people in the family are helping the farm grow and prosper. So your father started with a forestry theme, and then people were interested. The things that were planted were all spruce, or did you have everything that you could imagine that was planted?
His 4-H project was he was planting Norway spruce and eastern white pine for timber. And as I said, a few neighbors decided they'd like to come and cut some of the spruce. And in 1947, 12 Norway spruce were sold. And today, 12,000 to 15,000 firs, and, you know, we have many varieties of conifers. But all the time he was doing that, he was milking cows.
Mm-hmm.
The cows didn't leave till the mid-1960s.
Yeah.
In fact, near the end, he was selling raw milk, mostly Holstein and Guernsey.
Yeah.
And then each generation seems to seek out a new project. So mine was strawberries and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was at the University of New Hampshire at the time. And then Gene and I were married, and our son went off to Cornell and came back with the idea of vineyards. So Jamie has established quite a very successful vineyard and winery. And his kids are growing up, so who knows? Who knows what'll be next?
Well, the thing is, you got enough land. What do you have? A couple of 400 acres, right? Down there? That's a lot.
Right. Gene and I basically doubled the size between the 1980s and currently, from 200 to 400 acres. And I have to give a shout out to the American Farmland Trust and all those folks who are working on farmland preservation, because we did a series of projects selling development rights and just rolled the money back into purchasing adjacent farmland before.
All right, let's talk about that. This program is aimed at solving problems that farmers have. That's a problem that I have right now. I'm working with my community. We're trying to transfer the development rights from my farm, which is the largest piece of land west of Boston in the so-called Metro West, largest piece of privately owned land. My community is not very forward-thinking. As a matter of fact, they're pretty lost in themselves. And so as I have the last piece of open land in town and one of two working farms, you'd think that I was a leper instead of somebody who's trying to do something. This, what people don't realize is that this really isn't your land, Terry. It's going to be, sooner or later, the benefits of it go to everybody. I'm just a custodian of this land trying to save it. And at every turn, man, I get all kinds of starch. So what we're finally getting close to is having this concept, which relates to having commercial interests in the community buy the development rights for the farm so they can get more density, more use of the land in commercial areas. And I don't know if that's what you're doing in your neck of the woods or not, but that's what we're trying to do here.
We took a little different tact, but I applaud that transfer of development rights. It's a terrific idea. In Connecticut, we've had since 1978 a purchase of development rights program run by our Department of Agriculture, Connecticut mm-hmm. Department of Ag, and it was an outright purchase of those conservation easements that kind of got us going. But
all right, so may I interrupt you? We're going to pause for a minute again. I want to know how they approached it, because you paid subdivision prices for some of that land, and that's the problem a lot of people are running up against, including me. So we'll continue with this conversation in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and five times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, we know you're ready for some new jeans this fall, and JCPenney's got you covered with great deals on your favorite pair of Levi's. Hurry in and find Guy's Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $34.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or starting Thursday, come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/29 to 10/2. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Season refers to time period from 9/6 to 10/24. Check JCP.com or your Thursday newspaper.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you.
Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night.
This is something for American family farmers that I'm finding appealing. A song which tells the story. I find this to be very fetching. Do you know this song? Have you ever heard this song? Terry Jones is with me. He's from the Jones Family Farms in Shelton, Connecticut. Do you know this fellow, Luke Bryan? Terry, have you heard his music?
But I love it, except I have to interject, more and more there are women running farms.
Yes.
So it's not the traditional farmer and his wife.
No, I agree with you. There are many
women running farms.
Yep, you're right about that 100%. Okay, now let's see. You're on the State Board of Education.
Yep.
Helping to overcome the problems that I was talking about earlier of education regarding food, your health, that sort of thing. And we were talking also about state programs, if just joining us, that are aimed at helping, and local programs, local towns and cities that are trying to save the farm, save the acreage, save the idea. You bought some of the farm, and this is my problem where I got into trouble. This business, the radio business, was great about 15 years ago for me. And so I had plenty of money, and I was happy to buy this farm to keep it from being built on, but I paid subdivision prices. And in this neck of the woods, that can be, at the time, was as high as $400,000 an acre. So you can do the math and figure what kind of a hole I dug for myself. So now, in terms of, you know, trying to save this thing and make it all work, people are finding the same problem. They just, somebody told me the other day about a farm, and this fellow was looking to expand. I forget, it was Midwestern state, and he thought $3,900 an acre was expensive for land. And where can I buy? I'll buy every acre I can find at $3,900 an acre, and you would too.
Location. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. So anyway, you've got all kinds of different things. So how do you market all of this? You got strawberries, pick your own farm. You got the tree farm. It sounds like you said you got rid of the cows in the 60s, which is when many other New Englanders got rid of the cows. That was the first time of many rounds since then that dairy farming has been attacked or let to just sort of drift out on its own and not be successful. The disrespect aimed at dairy farmers in this country is legion. It is a national travesty and tragedy, and it's something that it makes me so angry, frankly, to see how these big companies with the politicians have come in and controlled the fluid milk supply. But they can't do that with vegetables, really, can they?
No, I guess not. Yeah. Thank goodness. Well, even in the latter days of the cows, we were increasingly focused on direct marketing. So today, everything we produce on our 400 acres is sold directly to the consumer. We have 1 million people within 20-mile radius,
mm-hmm.
which, for those of us in your neck of the woods and here isn't profound, but...
No.
It's
a good marketing area. Nothing wrong with that. It's a good marketing area.
Right. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Land prices are high, but opportunities for direct marketing are high as well.
Yeah.
And so we've pretty much, everything we produce, families come and harvest. It's a harvest-your-own farm. The exception, of course, are the wines.
Yeah.
They're... In fact, we wrapped up a good part of the grape harvest yesterday ahead of this wet weather. But all
it's a drink
wine
your own.
Sold,
in that circumstance, it's a drink your own farm. You can say that.
but everything we do is encompasses education. When the families come and we probably have over 100,000 families a year come to the farm through our seasons collectively, but there's always an education mm-hmm. bent to it, and that's the only way we could survive, because we cut out the middleman and we get the retail price.
You have that, other than the locavores that come to support you, do you have customers in restaurants, and do you sell into grocery store chains and that sort of thing, having them come to the farm, or you sell everything you can grow on the farm?
And that's one reason we call it the Jones Family Farm, because it's basically families. Sure, there are some restaurants that come and pick strawberries, but the 99% plus are individual families, and that's what we've built our business on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a robust school education program as well, particularly in the fall. But it's all about education. And I couldn't agree more with your earlier comments about the children not understanding where their food comes from. And they come here and they certainly learn all about it. And it provides a good diverse and consistently strong base for our marketing.
Do you do special things in the fall? You grow a lot of pumpkins, but it seems that farms in this ilk tend to do especially well during either the strawberry season or in the fall, the harvest season, when there are other activities. And I wondered whether you did that, although it seems to me from what I'm getting here, you're teaching us how diversity, whether planned or accidental, has been an important part, because you've got things that really are growing or keeping people coming to the farm, certainly
right,
from spring through the end of the year.
That you're spot on. And we have enough diversity. This was a very difficult summer for growing the vegetables and pumpkins. You
awful.
Know. I don't need to tell you.
No, awful.
But it was a fantastic summer for the vineyards. And now the weather looks like we're going to be getting more rain and not so good for marketing and the pumpkins, but it's still early on. But it's perfect for our 200 acres of Christmas trees. So that gives us a little peace of mind. You know, the life of a farmer, you never get 100% success all the time. It's a very humble profession because in the end, Mother Nature
rules the day.
The cards.
Yep, sure it does. I'm just thinking when you said that, I'm trying to seed about 45 acres in Hayland, which I have. I started in the spring. This is something that sort of folks listening who are farmers and try to do this understand. I got a couple of fields seeded before Memorial Day, but it dried out then, and nothing really germinated. So now I'm trying to hustle around in the next 3 weeks to get a bunch of fields prepared and planted so that they at least can get a start before we run into a time when stuff isn't going to grow. But that's the kind of challenges that...
The coming winter is a very humbling. I mean, it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think that, and we see this, we employ a lot of college interns and so on. And if they learn nothing else, it's out of timeliness. You have to get certain jobs like seedings and so on done ahead of the rain. You can't just lollygag around. It's a great learning lesson. But I did want to mention, you mentioned the other activities. We do have activities, but they're pretty much focused with the harvest. We have harvest celebration for UNICEF, one of the largest UNICEF events in Connecticut later this month. We do have a corn maze. And we do hay rides, take the people out to the fields, but we don't get into haunted hay rides or bounce houses or something. We're really focused on food and agriculture, and let others. I have no problem with others doing that. That's fine, but. You know, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. You need to be true to what your passion.
Yep.
And the whole spirit, I also agree with you totally about stewardship, and the family culture has been that this land is sacred to be passed on to future generations. Mm-hmm. And Philip James Jones, back in the 1850s, his credo was simply be good to the land, and the land will be good to you.
Yep.
And we've followed that as faithfully as we humanly can.
Yep.
Ever since.
Let me pause for a minute. You got to do a couple of things. We'll have about a minute and a half to. I want you to tell us all the story of your apprenticeship programs, because that seems to be a unique aspect of what you're doing, of many unique things at the Jones Family Farms in Shelton, Connecticut. Website is JonesFamilyFarms.com. JonesFamilyFarms.com. I bet you can learn a lot by going there. It's 44 past the hour on the Good Day American Family Farmer.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This report is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in the pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experiences sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it. Whether they're tailgating in a parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi can offer.
For more information, visit Tostitos.com.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. $0.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. $0 for 32 gigabytes with eligible trade-in. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid for it. Must choose from 40 carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carry over to cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. iPhone 7 requires trade-in of iPhone 6S or 6S Plus with a new line or eligible upgrade. $0 after 24 monthly credits with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination of installment agreement service results in remaining balance due. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Now, a couple of minutes with Terry Jones here in the American Family Farmer from the Jones Family Farms in Connecticut. The whole idea of these programs to bring farmers along or to teach people to be farmers or want to be farmers, how is that apprenticeship program working?
Well, it's two-pronged here. Each summer we have about 15 summer interns from, and these are young men and women who are of college age, and they come from all over the region, schools from all over the country. And then we have several apprentices that join us in April and spend the rest of the year here with a more prolonged exposure to what we're doing. And for instance, we have a young woman from Idaho who's learning the vineyard business, and actually a young woman from near you in eastern Massachusetts who's working with the program.
An inspiring time for those people, inspired and inspiring, and so are you. I'm glad we were able to meet and tell part of your story, Terry. Continued success. Sometime I'm going to take a ride down and say hi to you. Terry Jones from the Jones Family Farms with help for you on the American Family Farmer.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I decided that we ought to listen to this whole song, this new song from Luke Bryan. Here's to the farmer from his farm tour. Here's Luke Bryan.
Talk about an uphill battle, 2,000 acres of beans and cattle. But he don't ever get a rattle, he just goes till the sun goes down. Hydraulic fluid on his jeans, red dye diesel and 10 rows between. A cold one on the porch and a good night's sleep. Y'all hold him up with me now. Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to the farmer. Subdivision.
again with my favorite new farm song, Here's to the Farmer, out this year from his farm tour. He does a lot of these and benefits greatly. This is not in competition to, but in addition to, not in competition with, but in addition to what Farm Aid does. He donates all the money he makes from this farm tour, he gives to farmers because they're farm kid. So Luke Bryan, look for that song, Here's to the Farmer. One of the things I enjoy is getting feedback from you, Doug, at DougStefan.com for input on the things that we're talking about or things you think we ought to be talking about here, how we can help more farmers and have the farming world be a success in the face of big corporations and big government making it very difficult for us. There were comments about the lady from New York who was on the program a few weeks ago who has the first commercial farm in a residential zone on top of apartment complexes in Staten Island, or on Staten Island. I thought it was quite an interesting story, and so did you, about the organic farm there. It's in the courtyard of a couple of rental complexes. The lady who runs it is a woman from Brooklyn named Zaro Bates. She's got about a tenth of an acre, and she and her husband are growing all kinds of things up there and having a farm stand on the street. They bring the stuff down from the rooftop of their apartment, and the people who responded to this, I'm looking at an email from a guy named Bob, who was very interested in the technology that was used here, and there's another guy named Jerry who said, well, this is fascinating. And it is, and something to be encouraged, and it is. Wherever you can get stuff, wherever we can use this, the sun, the land, whatever it is, to the best advantage, that's certainly what we want to do, is plant ideas in you. And so if you're in a community where there's not a lot of land and you got some flat roofs, put a farm and garden, put a garden up on the roof. Thank you to your, all of you for your input. Doug at DougStefan.com. This is the American Family Farmer at 50.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.